Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast, where you learn how to communicate like the world's greatest leaders. Hey, welcome everyone to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast. I'm here again with the great TK Stratton. And today, TK, we're going to be talking about something that's one of the most difficult things, or one of the most difficult traps not to fall into. And I say that because what we're going to talk about is a mistake that almost everybody makes. And I almost dare say everybody, because TK, you and I are aware of the trap. And sometimes we even at times will have to catch ourselves making sure that we don't fall into this trap as well. And the trap in the communication strategy that we talk about is the credential trap. And the credential trap really stems from the principle that we talk about, TK, that everyone's favorite subject is themselves. And everyone wants to talk about themselves. So when it comes to the credential trap, it's having the discipline to not try and credentialize yourself. And what we mean by that is, TK, that's what everyone wants to do.
Totally. This is a big, big thing. And I think this can be either a deal maker or deal breaker for a lot of people, this one thing. And this is how you connect with people, like what we were just talking about. But yeah, this is a big one today. I think this is a big one that everyone needs to listen to and work on, because this is a big deal.
And if you're sitting here listening to this podcast today going, whatever it might be, if you're saying, I want to close more business, I want to make more money, I want to be a better leader, whatever it is, chances are one of the things preventing you from really hitting your stride and really achieving what you hope to achieve is your temptation to fall into that credential trap. And so what is the credential trap? Well, it's exactly, TK, you can share, but it's exactly what the name describes it as, you know?
Yeah. It's exactly what it is. Credentialing yourself so much that with things that people really don't care about, or they really, it's not even part of what they want to hear. So sometimes we think that, oh, I've done all of this, they're going to want to know all this, they want to hear about it. And it's actually the opposite. You know, people, we go back to people's favorite subject is themselves. It's more about finding out about their credentials and what they like and building them up. And then if they want to know more about you, they're going to ask you. But if we just go in hard and heavy with all this ammunition on how great we are, people are going to put up guards real quick because they don't want to hear it, or they're just going to check out. But so many people fall into this. And we got several examples we're going to talk about this today between you and I. And I think this is a big thing that can make or break deals, relationships, everything, just because of this.
And you know, it's interesting, TK, is I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of attorneys, and this is perhaps the principle that they give me the most pushback on, because they'll say, no, Chad, I have to credentialize myself. The client is looking for an attorney that's had all this success and done all this, and I've done all that. So that's what they're looking for. And I'm like, no, I promise you that's not what they want. And they're like, nope, they do. And some attorneys will come along and go like, okay, Chad, I'll try it out and see. And those who do are like, oh my goodness, I can't believe what a trap that is. You know, they will exponentially grow their firm if they'll just stay out of that trap. But it is one of those principles, and people listening on the podcast, TK, are probably thinking, no, I have to tell them all that I've accomplished. When I'm sitting down with a potential client, they need to know everything I've done since 12th grade, you know? And so they want to break it down. And it's just certainly, it's not the case.
It's funny. So, you see that on those billboards, those attorney billboards. You see some of them, it's a picture of the guy and how great he is and what he's done. And then you see the simple ones like the in a rec need a check, you know, it's all about you. You know, it's so simple message, but it was all about me and how I get my check. That's all they care. I don't even care about how good the attorney is. I don't care where he went to school. I don't care how many cases he's done. It's, oh yeah, I'd like a check, you know, because it's all about me. And so I think that's a big deal. That's a great example, you know, on marketing.
It, absolutely. And there are other industries that don't lend itself to it as much, right? When you go meet with a doctor for a surgery, they typically don't start telling about all the surgeries they've done, right? They just, but when it comes to attorneys and when it comes in the construction industry and the service industry, man, we feel like I've got to explain everything. And even more so if you're in the sale, if you're doing any sort of sales, okay, if you're doing any sort of sales, it's a trap that almost every sales individual falls into. They think they have to tell all of their successes so that you know that they're a qualified sales rep, right? Or a qualified individual to do this deal with you. And TK, you shared with me the story of when you were consulting with that individual and they were looking to do a real estate deal and how
it was a great example. It just happened this last week, you know, but these couple guys are out raising equity for doing real estate deals. And they had an equity group that flew in from New York to meet with them. And they asked me to please, hey, can you come to the meeting with us? Help us out. Help us answer his questions, what we're looking at. We've done equity raises and stuff like that. So I was like, sure, happy to help. So we show up and one of the guys during the meeting, these two equity guys show up. We show up for lunch. We sit down. And immediately the two guys that I'm there with start talking about how great they are, how many deals they've done, what they're looking for. They have a deal ready to go and how big it is. And they had told me that, man, this is going to be tough because this particular equity group typically doesn't write checks as big as what they're looking for on this particular real estate deal. You know, they needed like a $20, $25 million equity check from someone to do this big real estate deal that they had signed up with. And they're like, man, this group typically doesn't write checks that big that they know of. And so they were really trying to hype up this deal and get them to write this big check. And they just immediately started talking without even listening to these guys that just flew in from New York. They had already had a bunch of meetings that day and they just sat there and like literally just closed their mouths and looked at them listening, you know, never said anything. And this went on for probably 15 minutes, which is a long time, you know, how many years they've been in business, how many deals they've done, the sizes, how great they are, you know, how profitable they've been, all these types of things. And these guys are just sitting here listening. And then finally, I just kind of budged in and I said, hey, tell us about you guys. What kind of deals do you guys look for? And, you know, what areas of the market are you interested in and things like that? And it was completely opposite of the equity they were looking for. And they never asked. And so it just kind of changed the whole meeting because the meeting was just falling apart, you know, because these guys were just sitting there, listen, that's not saying anything. And the meeting was just going nowhere. So come to find out, these guys actually don't write checks that small. The smallest check they write is $30 million. And that was never even asked. And so they flew all the way out here for this deal. And it was never even asked what type of real estate, what areas of, you know, what markets they look at, if they were even interested in this market, any of that. Anyways, we started talking about them. We started building them up and then just saying, wow, you know, it's really amazing how much equity your fund has raised and how many deals you guys have done, you know, and just really building them up. And by the end of the meeting, they were like, you know what? We typically don't write checks that small for those deals, but why don't you send it to us? If we can create a relationship here to do more deals with you guys, we would be interested in doing a deal as small as what you guys have. And so the meeting ended up going okay, but it was going in a really bad direction. Wow. Just because they spent so much time credentialing themselves when they probably already knew more about those two guys and the deals they had done than those two guys knew about themselves. These guys are smart guys. They're smart guys from New York. They do their research. They wouldn't have flown all the way out here unless they had looked up the people. And so there's no need to go in and talk about all these things about yourself with someone who probably already knows a lot and doesn't need to hear more. But the success happens when you talk about them. And when you don't credential what you do, but you ask them questions, what are you interested in? What do you do? What would you like to see? What returns would you like to see in your fund? those types of things before you start credentialing what you've done, because what you've done, you may not have anything to offer, or there may be a deal there, but unless you ask questions and stop talking about yourself and credentialing yourself, you're not going to know. And that's what I think the credential trap really is. And how many times do we do that when we go into a job interview, when we go into a meeting? We want to tell the person how great we are and how much we've done, thinking that that's going to gain their interest, when it's actually the opposite. If you can focus on talking about the other person and their credentials and what they've done and build them up, wow, that's amazing what you've accomplished. Tell me more about you and what you're interested in. What if I were to work here, what would you like to see? Those types of questions to determine if you would be a good fit or if it would be a good fit for you before you even start credentialing yourself. And after you credential them, they're probably going to ask you questions about you for you to then talk about yourself. But we go backwards. You know, if you immediately start credentialing yourself, it's probably stuff that they don't even do, or you don't even know if they're interested in.
Right.
And so that's what I think the credential trap is. It's a trap. It literally is a trap, and it'll make your meetings go south really quickly because we feel that's what the other person wants to hear, when it's not.
And the irony, TK, is oftentimes when you're in the trap, you don't even realize you're in the trap. You're telling them all about your successes and you're thinking in your mind, perhaps, I'm crushing this. I'm crushing this. Yeah. It's going great. And it's like, no, it's not. No, it's not. Yeah. You're actually in the middle of the trap. And so taking the time to just ask them about their credentials. And so someone says, well, TK, how do you stay out of the credential trap? Ask yourself this question. Do you know as much about their credentials or what makes them tick? Or do you know more about your credentials and what makes
Absolutely. That's a great phrase. You know, do you know more about them than your own credentials? That's where it should be. You should know more about them than trying to say about what you've done.
And you know, what also is important to note is that the confident individual asks questions about the other person, asks questions about those in the meeting. You actually then look like the smartest person in the room. You know, years ago, TK, I was in the financial services industry, okay? And we were going in to do this huge buy-sell agreement for this, you know, very, very large company. And the company's ownership was young. They were, you know, they were in their late 20s. Okay. And we were sitting down chatting with them. And I brought somebody with me because I was new in the industry. And I'm like, this is way over my head. Right. So then, and he was going to be very strategic and do some complicated things. And he sat down and he started explaining everything to this ownership group. Okay. Four out of the five owners just sat there and nodded their heads. And I sat back and I was like, I'm in the services industry. I have no idea what this guy's talking about, right? And one individual goes, hey, I have a question. Could you tell me more about this? Could you tell me more about this? Tell me more about this. And immediately I thought, that's actually the smartest person in this room. Yeah. Because the other four owners wanted to talk about how much money they had, how much they wanted to protect, you know, and they were talking kind of both being boastful about all the success that they had. But there was one who was like, whoa, I didn't understand that word. Explain that to me. Yeah. And I immediately thought, that's the absolute smartest person here. And so the confident individual, the person who feels good about themselves, is actually not the one worried about credentializing themselves and telling about all their successes and all they've done, but rather they're interested in the other person's credentials. And think about this for a moment, TK. Years ago, I was speaking in an event with two individuals that I really admired. One of them was Simon Sinek, and the other one, I won't mention their name for obvious reasons here in just a moment, but after the event, I was speaking with these individuals, and they were both, you know, people I really admired, Simon Sinek and this other individual. And after the event, where the speakers were all standing around talking, and I went up to Simon Sinek and I was like, oh my goodness, Simon, that presentation was incredible. That was awesome. That was so good. And he just nodded his head and he was like, oh, wow, you know, he's like, you're very kind, you know? And then he goes, tell me, what do you do? Tell me about you, and start asking questions about him. And I'm just laying all these compliments on Simon Sinek because I thought he was just brilliant. And he didn't really worry about everything I was saying. He was like, so tell me more about why you spoke about what you know? And it was all about me. Yeah. And I left, TK, with that interaction with Simon Sinek. I left going, oh my goodness, he's incredible. Like he didn't turn to me, TK, and be like, well, that's nothing. You should have seen.
Yeah, you left a fan, a fan. And he didn't even need to say all that he had done or how great he was at all. You know, he just asked about you. And because he asked about you, you're now a fan. And I think that's the same way, even as an employer, when you're going in to look for a job, you talk about them the whole time, not about you. And when they want to know more, they're going to ask you. But that comes after you find out about them.
And it takes discipline, TK. It takes discipline to really sit down. Because going back to your example you gave in the real estate deal, you want those people from New York that flew out to Phoenix, individual wanted, hey, listen, we know our stuff. We've done this. We've done that. It's a temptation to really do that.
Yeah.
But the goal is to sit back and go and learn more about that individual. And Simon Sinek asking about me and why I speak about what I speak, I left, you know, totally raving about Simon Sinek. As I was walking out the door, I crossed paths with an individual that I admired even more than Simon Sinek before the event. I had read multiple books from him. And I turned to him and said, hey, that was a great presentation. And he was just like, yeah, and he started explaining everything that he's done. I already knew that. I'd read his books, but I left, TK. I've never picked up one of his books again. I know that sounds weird. And maybe even, I don't know, it might even sound petty, but it was such a weird interaction because he only wanted to talk about his successes. And I had just had that experience with Simon just moments before where it was all about me.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? You know, that's kind of where we go. I think it goes back to, you can never assume what another person is wanting or where they're at. You can't assume. And I think that's what happens too much, is we assume that they want to know all of this about us. And it's constantly assumed. I watch it all the time. You do too, of people who go into these meetings assuming that that's what they want to hear, or assuming what they want. And you don't know. You can't assume. You have to ask. And that's where it starts. And then you don't waste people's time. And even if you don't have something that they want, you find out really quickly. And then that's probably not a fit here. And I've had those meetings before. You know, I don't think there's a fit here. I don't think we have the thing that you would need. And I wouldn't be the best fit for you. But you know, really quick, rather than me making a fool out of myself, just constantly saying how great I am, what I have and what I have to offer. And it's nothing that they're even looking for. You know,
that's a huge point, TK. That's a huge point.
Yeah. I had a breakfast last week. These guys wanted to take me to breakfast. It's a window company, big window company. And I was like, oh, you know, I hadn't really looked into it or heard much of it. I had some friends say, yeah, it's a really neat system these guys offer. So they want to take me to breakfast. I go to breakfast, I sit down, and they're really quiet. You know, for whatever reason, it's kind of awkward. So I said, well, hey, where are you guys from? You know, just trying to get the conversation going. And then it just kind of got them more comfortable. And then they just started going off on all the businesses that they've owned, everything that they've done, nothing about the windows. And I was like, well, what? You know, just thinking in my head, why are we at breakfast? You know, and never asked me anything about what I do or what I look for, or, you know, the types of deals or construction or anything that we do at all. And, at the very end, they say, yeah, we do these windows and it has this process and this thing. And come to find out, we have no use for what they offer at all. We don't use that with any of the building that we've done. And this would have just been so much easier, even if we would have had a phone call or whatever before they, you know, they were pushing for this meeting with me for, you know, a while. And I had finally agreed to meet with them. Sure, you know, I'm happy to look at it. but it has nothing to do with anything that we do. And they never asked, you know? And so we spent this whole breakfast talking about them. I don't want to say it's a waste of time, but because I was happy to meet with them and talk with them, hopefully help them if I can refer them. But it's just kind of funny. You know, you watch this happen so much, you know, that we try and credential ourselves assuming that that's what the other person's wanting to hear. And you can't assume. And a lot of times people, we underestimate what they have or what they can do or even how smart they are. And it's underestimated. And so we just say all this stuff when they might already know a lot of what we were going to tell them, but we assumed the opposite. And so you can't assume. You got to ask questions.
Well, it seems like assumption is the step into the credential trap. Right? We assume that they want to hear our credentials. We assume, you know, it's interesting you bring this up, TK. I was listening to a sales organization not too long ago where every sales rep, because the lead came in, they assumed the person wanted their services, right?
Yep.
So they just would be like, so the person got on the call and they'd be like, and they just start, the sales rep just start just quickly talking, credentializing the company, credentializing themselves, on and on. And then there was one sales rep, the most successful of all the reps. And his first question was this: so tell me, what made you want to hop on the call today? And then the person goes, oh, well, I heard that you guys do X, Y, and Z, and I really need that. Oh, X, Y, and Z. Okay. I was thinking you were wanting ABC, but X, Y, and Z. Yes, we do that. And the person was super successful because everybody was assuming, TK, oh, this is why they're calling. I'm going to quickly throw out all the credentials at them. I'm going to quickly let them know. But instead, the best sales rep would just say, so what made you want to jump on the call today with me?
Right.
And then the person would tell them everything. And
great
then,
question.
Right?
Great question.
But when you brought up the assumption being the step into the credential trap, it just got me thinking that, yeah, that's what a difference just telling them everything as opposed to assuming, right? And so, TK, so why is it that you wanted to come to breakfast with us? Well, you guys kept calling and I thought I would hear what you guys do. Well, do you have any idea of what we do? What is it that you do, TK? What is your need? You know, and you talk through it and it changes everything.
Right. Totally. You know, and you don't, your chances of success are far greater because now you're really listening to the person and you're understanding what they're even looking for before you just start talking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it happens so much, but yeah. I think this is a massive thing that can help so many people if they will listen and take those steps, you know.
Don't
focus on credentialing yourself. Don't assume what an employer or someone you're calling or someone who even called you looking for a product is wanting. You can never assume.
You can't.
Ask questions.
Well, so many people are so insecure that they have to constantly try and credentialize themselves to find worth and to find value. But what TK and I are suggesting is that the more you learn about other people, the more the value or your self-esteem will grow. TK, you've shared an earlier podcast. If you want to increase your self-esteem, what do?
Give others more self-esteem, you know, and your guy, Simon Sinek, I remember we have that hung up in our office, the office where you would come in and consult with us, that was said by Simon Sinek, people who feel good about themselves produce good results.
Right.
And that's so true. You know, and when you feel good about yourself, you're not worried about credentialing yourself because it doesn't matter. You already feel good about yourself. So you don't need to. So you sit and listen to people. So that's a big thing. But even if you don't, focusing on the other person will give you that success.
It absolutely will. So if we were to break this down, TK, as we wrap up this podcast and think about this huge trap, because I'm telling you right now, the reason why I say it's so massive is because if you can conquer this, it will be your gateway to being a better leader, making more money, closing more business, growing your business, whatever it may be, right? If you really, really think about overcoming this credential trap. So what do? The very first thing, TK, that you point out, don't assume. When you go to a meeting, do not assume. The second thing, learn about the credentials of the other person. Learn about the credentials of the other person. And by the way, TK, you're the one who taught me this. Using those three words, tell me more. You'd be stunned how excited people get when you're like, well, you're learning the credentials of the other person, and they're like, yeah, I actually got my MBA from UCLA. Oh, really? Tell me more about that. Oh, well, yeah. It's always been my goal, and they tell you everything. They really will. So number one, don't assume. Number two, find out the credentials of the other person. And then number three, you will be able to have the success you want by simply doing that. So one, don't assume. Two, get the credentials of the other person. And three, buckle up, because your success will be yours. I promise you. TK, how many times have you and I seen this?
Oh, so many times. And I can't count how many times I've made the mistake, going into a meeting and I say all this stuff on what I have for them, and I just made a fool out of myself because it's not even close to what they were looking for, So you just feel, it's not a good feeling, but you learn your lesson. So that it just goes to show we've all made that mistake. I've made that mistake and myself several times, but it shows the importance. You can't assume what someone's wanting or what they're looking for. You have to ask.
That's exactly right. And as excited as you are about sharing your credentials, share those with your significant other, share it with your dog, share it with whoever. And I say it like that tongue in cheek, because eventually in a conversation with people, you'll get to share your credentials down the road. You'll get to share experiences, but down the road. So remember those three things and watch how successful you'll be. As I mentioned earlier, with the hundreds and hundreds of attorneys I've worked with, they give me the biggest pushback on this. They give me, of all of them, this is the biggest pushback I get on this credential trap. And TK, you sit firsthand and watch when people are successful, they're not falling into this trap.
Right.
It's awesome. Great being with you always, TK. Everyone have a tremendous day.